from the beginning. An imposing Topperton property has come up for sale, creating the chance to live in one of the area's landmark buildings. Historic Topperton Hall South has been carefully renovated over years, with many of its period and architectural features preserved. The hall is Grade II listed and comes with large gardens to both front and rear. The original hall was built way back in the 13th century. In 1293, a house is recorded belonging to the De La Deane, that's spelled D-E-A-N-E, or De La Deane family, that's spelled D-E-N-E. And records show it was at that time that John, son of William De La Deane, granted all his lands in Topperton to Alice, daughter of William de Ratcliffe. Later in the 1500s, a timber-framed house was built by the Savile family. This was later owned by the Ratcliffe family, and in 1602, Savile Ratcliffe inherited the hall from his grandfather, Charles Ratcliffe. The hall was rebuilt and the west wing cased in stone around 1603. A mantelpiece is dated 1603, and a lintel with a coat of arms is inscribed S.R. for Savile Ratcliffe. In the east wing is an oak-panelled room with the carved initials of Savile Ratcliffe and his wife, Kathleen Hyde, and a secret chamber over the central corridor still exists. Yes, it does. The oak entrance door with carvings above is a striking feature of the property for sale. Its hallway reveals exposed timber beams, ornate and stone fireplaces and period staircases with decorative plasterwork. Landscape gardens have lawns, planted beds and pathways with far-reaching views of surrounding hills. Returning to the history of the hall, in 1717, the estate was bought by John Fielden, who ran his cloth business there with his wife Tamar. In 1743, the central hall was divided into smaller rooms. Then, in 1795, Anthony Crossley bought the estate. Dr. James Joseph Haig Taylor, who married Anne, the daughter of Anthony Crossley, is recorded as being there in 1810. And from around 1828, it was the home of their son, James Taylor. His son, Dr. Herbert Coupland Taylor, lived there for 9 years. In 1838, the building was damaged by a mob protesting against the Poor Law Amendment Act. Listeners will probably remember the property in more recent times as a post office and later the popular Old Hall restaurant. Oh yes, it was lovely. Thank you.